light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. O radiant light, O sun divine, of God the Abba's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Word of God, the source of life, praises your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. O Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise thee, Abba, with the Son, the Spirit blessed, and with them one. Let us give thanks to the God of light, always and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, the creator and ruler of all that exists. You shaped the heavens and daily bless us with their radiant light, the sacrament of that undying light which fills our hearts and minds. As night approaches, we thank you for the power to create the light which dispels the darkness around us. Be with us still, enlighten our hearts with your glory, and lead us to the fullness of your splendor. All honor and blessing be to you, through Jesus Christ, the light of the world, and in the Holy Spirit, who enables us to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. How blessed indeed are those who revere Adonai, greatly loving God's commands. Happy are those who love God and delight in the whole of Torah. Their children shall be blessed, strong and upright in the land. The households of the just will flourish, their integrity stands firm forever. A light shines from them for others, for they are generous, merciful, and just. The good lend freely to others and conduct their affairs with honor. They never waver from doing what is right. Their justice is remembered forever. They do not fear evil news. With strong hearts they trust in God. Steadfast and without fear, they will watch the wicked crumble. Open-handed they share with the poor, their integrity stands firm forever. This strength will bring them honor. But hatred devours the wicked, who grind their teeth and depart. Their hopes all turn to ashes. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. How blessed indeed are those who revere Adonai, greatly loving God's commands. A reading from the first letter to the Corinthians. Do not make any judgment before the appointed time, until the Lord comes, for he will bring to light what is hidden in darkness, and will manifest the motives of our hearts. And then everyone will receive praise from God. Thanks be to God. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. By this will all people know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Seek first the reign of God and its righteousness, then all other things will be given you besides. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Alleluia. God's judgments are true and just. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Praise our God, all you servants, alleluia. Those reverencing with awe, small and great. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Adonai our God, the Almighty reigns, alleluia. Let us rejoice and exult, giving God the glory. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. She has been given for her clothing fine linen, glistening and pure. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Seek first the reign of God and its righteousness, then all other things will be given you besides.
That all who claim to serve God may overcome what divides us and work together to free those enslaved and oppressed by mammon, let us pray. That we may learn from the birds of the air and the flowers of the field how to trust in providence, living more simply, that all creatures may simply live. Let us pray. That we might seek first the all-inclusive solidarity, equality, generosity, and justice of God's reign, so that all people and the rest of earthkind may flourish in the fullness of life. Let us pray. That the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations. Let us pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is, you called and gifted Jesus to live and to proclaim the justice and compassion of your reign. You have called and gifted each of us to continue his mission and ministry in a great variety of ways, with a wonderful diversity of gifts. Free us to trust in your providential care and join you in sharing the abundance so that all may enjoy the freedom and fullness of life. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts a passion for justice and a commitment to the poor. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, O hear us, dear Mother. Show your children Jesus our brother. Gracious Queen of the universe, intercede for us with Christ your Son. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and of body, through the intercession of Blessed Virgin Mary. May we be freed from present sorrow and attain eternal happiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord.